Welcome to the Femi Pod. These conversations are for women runners that go beyond running. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Lydia O'Donnell and Esther Kewen. Welcome back to the Femi Pod for episode 146. It is great to be back here. This is our final episode for 2025, so we're excited to come back with some fresh energy in 2026. But of course, with me, I have my bestie, Esty. Est, how are you?
Going well, thanks, Lids. Yeah, going good. Coming to the end of the year, I feel like things are winding down, which is nice, and really hot here in Aotearoa. I don't know if I've ever had a December like this. It's like, I don't know, it feels like I'm in Australia, to be fair. But I know that Noosa is way worse. So, and when I say worse, I mean like I can't really handle the heat. So I do like it, but I also suffer because I sweat so much. So yeah, I'm going good though, excited for a break and yeah, some fresh energy in 2026. How are you going, Lids?
Yeah, I'm good. It's definitely, yeah, hot here, but I do like the heat. It is nice to kind of just be able to step outside in very little clothing at any time of the day and like feel that warm air on your skin, but it does make training a lot harder. But I do think I'm like able to get the benefits out of it in training. Like it does feel like you're training at altitude pretty much every single day. So I'm excited to like do a big summer of training here and then hopefully go into a race next year and feel like all the gains of training at altitude in the heat. So yeah, I did a big session this morning. We've got a really great crew here in Noosa who are all just like weapons and are so keen to like work hard, and I just find that sort of training so fun because everyone's there to like push each other. And so we did a session this morning at our normal like Wyber route and it was so fun. Yeah, we did like 2x1 mile, 4x8s, 4x4s. It was like a pretty fast session by the end of it. Something I haven't really run those paces in a long time, so it's kind of nice to be hitting the speed and like just seeing what my legs can do after not having done that sort of work in ages. But it is also nice to be out there training with some of the boys. Like there is nothing that gets me more competitive and fired up than training with the boys. So it's fun. It's always fun to kind of hang on the back of them and see how long I can hold on for. But yeah, it's good. Training is going well. It's been yeah, nice to kind of like deload my training over the last few months. I think I've kind of said a few times on the podcast after the marathon, I was like pretty burnt out. So I've like really just like pulled back and just taken my time to just, I don't know, I think it's more about just doing what feels right week to week versus like getting consumed by how many Ks I'm doing or yeah, what kind of paces I am hitting in training. And I think that patience has definitely paid off because I feel like I'm feeling a lot better and able to kind of start backing up some more training and some bigger Ks and some intensity in my training as well. So I'm excited for what is to come. It's going to be a gnarly 6 to 8 weeks, I reckon, coming up of training in the heat and obviously with Christmas and everything coming up. So I'm kind of excited to just like see what I can do over that time. And I'm like obviously training to the new trail programs in Femi, which is so fun. We've seen a huge response to those programs that launched last week. So thank you so much to everybody who got behind the launch of the plans and everyone that signed up to a new trail focus in the app. It's so cool to see so many of you be so excited about hitting the trails. So yeah, I'm pumped to see kind of like the community evolve into off-road running as well. But maybe tell us a little bit more about your training, Esther. I know you're back on a program, back running. It's so exciting.
Yay. Yes, I'm also excited for the trail plans. I feel like I want to follow one once I'm back to doing speed work and stuff. And yeah, just so people know, like, oh, honestly, so much work behind the scenes goes into that. And me and Lids were working on those, I reckon, for a solid 4 weeks, eh? And maybe even six, probably more like 6 weeks to get those trail plans out there of like, you know, full-time work. So it's really cool to see them go live, and I'm excited that you're following one, Lids. I can't wait to see, yeah, you race in a trail race. And also cool to see that you're running, really feeling stronger again. And I do envy the group you have over there. We definitely don't really have like a running group in Raglan yet, but I hopefully am going to start one. Get some people to train with the harder stuff, especially because by yourself it can get, it can get hard. It's hard enough to do it alone, but to have someone to push you is like, yeah, really beneficial. So, but my running's going good. I am up to 20. I've done 3 25-minute runs this week. Yay! Yeah, I started running, I think it was a Friday. So it's never like Monday to Friday. I like do my next longest run like the Friday, So it'll be like Friday, Monday, Wednesday, and then I jump to the next week on the Friday. So it's like a bit of an odd, it's not like week. I mean, it's every 7 days. It's just not like Monday to Sunday. So on Friday, I get to run 30 minutes and I'll do three times 30 minutes over those 7 days. And then I go 30 minute, 30 minute, 40 minute the following week. And then I go 30 minute, 30 minute, 40 minute, 40 minute. So I get to run four times. And that will be in about 3 weeks' time. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, eh? Like, my Achilles is very mild and it feels like it's going to get through the barrier of like starting again and not flare properly. So I'm so stoked about that. I was ready for it to happen in terms of like, I was prepared if it was to flare, but I feel so lucky that it hasn't. And I reckon that's probably like the strength training stuff that I've been doing. And also just being mindful of what I do outside of the running. Like I climbed up the mountain here in Raglan and like that was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And that definitely kind of flared it a little and I was like, okay, maybe I should hold off climbing up Mount Kareoi like for another month or two. And then when I've gotten through this like next phase and I'm running up to like an hour and it's all good, then I can kind of like add that stuff in. So just being careful of that. Strength training's going good. The Femi strength plan, honestly, I love them so much. I just like go to the gym and just follow them completely. Takes all the effort out of it. Like I don't know, I used to go to the gym and just do the exact same thing and get bored and be like, what am I doing? So this is really cool just to follow it and like not have to think about it. And I've started doing a little bit of harder biking. So I do like one harder bike session a week. And then a couple of other easy ones and stuff. So it's cool to start adding that in. But yeah, training's going good. No expectations really for racing or anything for quite some time. I am in April going to do like a challenge. I'm not sure what I'm going to raise money for yet. I was hoping maybe to do the Ovarian Cancer Foundation for New Zealand, but they primarily sponsor like or put their money towards another type of ovarian cancer, not the one that I had. So it's kind of an interesting one whether I choose that foundation or I just need to have a think about who I want to raise money for. Mind you, the one that I had is very sensitive to chemo and like good prognosis, whereas like the one that they get behind is like slower growing and harder to treat. So it could be a really smart call for me to get behind that and help the queens out who are going through things like that. So yeah, watch this space in terms of that challenge, but I think I'm just gonna climb up the mountain here every day for all of April. So I think it's like, I don't know exactly how far it is. There's a shorter side and a longer side. So I think I'll do the shorter side Monday to Friday because I'll probably have like work and stuff. And that's still like 2.5 hours. And then the longer side's more like 3.5, 4 hours. And I'll probably do that on the weekend. So I'll do that for a month straight, I think, and raise some money, which will be cool. So I'm kind of trying to train towards that. And I think the fitness will come from that. Like, I think if I do that for a month and then have a really good break, I'll be fit as a fiddle, which will be cool. So, yeah, just build up slowly to that and enjoy it. Yes, yeah, so that's me, really. Just get back into it slowly and loving it.
Cool. It's so exciting. I feel like having challenges that aren't necessarily based on like your traditional like distances or like races or whatever is like fun because it's like something that's just personal to you and it doesn't really matter like the physical outcome of it at all. It's more just about completing it and then raising awareness and money. So cool. And I feel like all cancers need support. So I feel like any cancer charity that you raise money for is going to benefit and needs it. So it's just so exciting.
Yeah, I think with like ovarian cancer, it's like one of the worst ones for women in terms of like prognosis, because it's really silent and there's also not very many diagnostic tests. Like you have to really go into surgery and have it biopsied for them to know for sure, or not biopsied, even like taken out and tested the pathology to like prove that it is that. So it's like it would be great if there was better tests for women so that they don't have to have such invasive treatment just to say that it is or isn't. And even my example or my experience, they thought maybe it was a dermoid and they were going to put it off. This is the first conversation I had with a gynecologist that they were going to wait maybe 3 months or at least before the end of the year. And I'm like, whoa, it's like we're not even there yet. So like that's really scary to think that people could slip through the cracks because there isn't good enough testing. So yeah, hopefully the money will go towards changing that and help women know for sure that this is what they're dealing with and get it treated faster, get pushed through faster.
I don't, this is a good news story in the cancer perspective, but I don't know if you saw, but Australia is on track to eliminate cervical cancer by 2035. I think it's like the first country in the world to say that they're like on track to eliminate cervical cancer, which is so incredible. And it's all just like, yeah, self-testing and stuff, which obviously is like so important and so incredible because it's literally saving lives, which is ideal. But yeah, I think today we wanted to chat about the year. Like it's obviously December, it's nearly Christmas, it's nearly a new year. We've had a year, like it's been a pretty crazy year this year. I would say personally, probably one of the hardest years of my life, and I'm sure and Esther can probably agree with that as well. Like it's definitely been some pretty crazy and hard situations that we've both gone through this year. And like from a work perspective, things have also kind of been crazy. But I'm actually, before you enter things, just want to say how proud of us that I am. Like the fact that we've gone through these like really quite heavy and personal challenges and situations with our family and our health and everything. We've still kind of shown up consistently throughout the year, and like it hasn't been easy. And at times I feel like I've personally like buried a lot of what I've been going through just so I can show up and like do the best job possible in both my jobs in Nike and at Femi. And that's been like a lot of learning, I think, just being, in a situation where I'm like, yeah, I think I'm okay. I'm just gonna like kind of keep carrying on. And then a few months later it kind of hits you and you'll be like, I never was okay. I just kind of put on a mask and pretended I was, just to kind of keep things moving. And that was probably going to lead into a lot of the conversation today of like the things that are happening in Femi and like the changes that are happening. But yeah, I think it's just been a big year of learning, and learning is not always fun. But I did hear if you had a really shit 2025, the shittier your year this year, apparently the better your year is going to be in 2026. So I'm like very excited for an incredible next 12 months because I don't know. Yeah. Like I think what we've been through has like been really hard, but I know there's people out there who are going through a lot worse. So I would do want to acknowledge that. But yeah, I want to start with some highlights from 2025 because there has been a lot of good this year. So Esther, I might throw to you first, but like what has been your highlights this year, both personal, professional, whatever?
It's a great question. Highlights for me are probably living and like setting up a base in Raglan in Whangaroa. So Byron and I moved here maybe like a year and a half ago now. And yeah, like literally just love it so much. Everyone's so nice and it's such a great community. And I feel like people get behind each other, they want to have a chat. Like it's really like community focused place to live. People are really into like living sustainably and like looking after the world and each other and stuff. And I just feel like it's like where we're meant to be. So I feel really lucky that we took the leap to move here. So that's definitely a big highlight is like, yeah, finding community and crew and new crews and setting up a new life in Raglan. We love it here. Another highlight for me would definitely be also a low light and then also highlight being cancer free. So that's obviously fabulous news and something I'm really grateful for and feel really lucky to be someone who found it early and don't have to have further treatment and like hopefully never have it again. So I feel really, really lucky, and that's definitely been a highlight. What else has been a highlight? I feel like maybe getting to a really positive place with my running, in that, like, I see the long game of running and like how I want to do it for a really long time. And just because of all the ups and downs, I just have lost that kind of, not so much the drive, but just like the obsessiveness with like performance, which is really nice place to be. And I'm just going to do things right and then just see what results come. So I feel really happy with like being in that sort of mindset and not being like distraught that I haven't been able to run much this year. It's probably the least I've run in like my last 20 years of life. No, I took 5 years off running. So ignore those 5 years. But aside from that, probably the least I've run, and not voluntary, you know, like it's been, I just haven't been running much. So, yeah, I feel happy with that. And then lastly, just the growth in the community. I feel like Femi Run community is absolutely thriving. Like the amount of growth in all the run communities in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK has been pretty cool. Like I remember seeing, you know, Hamilton, for example, would have had like seven gals for a very long time, and all of a sudden they're getting 20 to 30, and like it's just like thriving. And the same with heaps of the other ones. Like I don't know, people are finding out about Femi and joining and staying, because it makes them feel really good. So that's a big highlight, seeing the growth in that community and like all the friendships formed and stuff. So yeah, I think those are probably my biggest highlights. And then really quickly as well, the support that I received through like the cancer and stuff, and then how much that strengthened like certain relationships that I've had has been like really nice as well. I feel closer to a lot of people because of that stuff. So yeah, that's been really nice too. What about you, Liz? Tell me some highlights. Hit me with some good stuff.
Yeah, well, I think good segue from the community stuff, being like based down in Sydney and being in Manly mostly, and like going and being part of that community was so incredible. I met so many beautiful humans down there and so many incredible women who are all like in their own ways doing amazing things in the world. And it was just really cool to like show up there most Fridays when I wasn't traveling to be there and be part of that community and actually see like the impact of Femi firsthand. I think that's been like a huge highlight for me. And yeah, I just want to give all of those women a massive shout out because they're all incredible. And yeah, thank you so much for bringing me into the fold. That's been a huge highlight. I think, yeah, watching Femi and the app evolve over the year has been incredible. I think just with our small team and the work and effort that has gone into the app and how far like we've been able to build the product has been something I'm personally really proud of. Like we genuinely believe it's the best training app for women in the world, and it's really cool to see so many women like using it, and not just using it and getting faster as athletes, but like finding themselves as women and learning about their bodies and the impact of that is just like something that we've always dreamt of. And it's been really cool to be able to see the impact of Femi globally this year. I think the app's been downloaded in like 60 or 70 countries, maybe more, which is incredible. So definitely that's a highlight. Heading over to Mexico and LA and running the After Dark, the Nike After Dark series over there, and like being part of the event in Sydney. And obviously, as a Nike Run Club coach, being able to kind of be at the forefront of that was like a huge highlight for me. Something that, I mean, as someone who's so passionate about running and particularly women's running, to be able to see that come to life in such a unique and like moving way, I just felt so honored to have been part of all of that. So that was a huge highlight. Yeah, I think those are probably the main ones for me. I think from a running perspective, it's been a tough year, and we can kind of probably cover more of that in the lowlights. But like from a health and stress perspective, my running definitely hasn't gone the way that I would have liked it to. But like in saying that, being able to go to LA and Mexico, race both, well, I raced the half in LA and I kind of ran the Mexico one as a long run, but I still got fifth at both races. So I was like pretty proud of that considering it's like they were pretty big events. But I think from like a pace and timing perspective, I haven't been able to achieve what I wanted to this year with my running, but kind of taking all of that into account, there's a lot of learning. And I think what you mentioned, Est, is just like being okay with that and like kind of getting to a place where you are at peace with your running no matter what the result is. Like just being able to get out and go for a run each day is something I'm so grateful for. So the like running front hasn't been the year that I wanted it to be, but I think everything else has kind of made up for it. But like in all honesty, it has been a really hard year. So I mean, I can kick off some lowlights, but we might be here for a while. Not to be so negative. I obviously the biggest one for me is losing my dad. That's probably like the hardest thing that a human can go through is losing a parent, or losing a child would be way worse. But like losing your parent is something that no one is ever prepared for, and I just have like really struggled through that, and it's been so impactful to me. But I've learned a lot about myself through that process of grief. So that was like definitely the hardest one, and I'm still going through it, to be completely transparent. But I think the other kind of like low lights, it's just been a hard year. I think just dealing with like mental load and mental stress of running a business and having investors and trying to kind of keep up to like key milestones and where we need to be as a business and where the community needs to be in terms of growth. Like I think all of that has like weighed quite heavily on my shoulders this year. So I think dealing with the pressure is an ongoing journey for me. And I think I've kind of carried that pressure from like being a teenager to being like an elite athlete to like representing New Zealand and then like building a business. That pressure kind of doesn't really go away. So trying to like deal with that pressure, but also look after yourself and look after myself and my health has been a pretty big challenge. I think, like I was saying earlier, just sweeping a lot of things under the rug and kind of just convincing myself that I'm okay when I think deep down I probably haven't been where I could have been or should have been. Or, you know, if I'd looked after myself earlier in the year, maybe I wouldn't have got to those places. But it's all a learning curve, and it's all a learning journey, and us humans are constantly evolving. So I think from like spiritual practice, I've come really far this year. And when you watch somebody die in front of you, I think that is like kind of one of the biggest things that anybody can experience in terms of what life and death actually means. I'm actually reading a book at the moment called The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying, and I think it really sums up like what life is really about. And it all kind of leads to like death, obviously. Like that's where we're all heading, unfortunately. But like, yeah, I think it's been a tough year, but also I think probably one of the most pivotal years of my life. But yeah, I mean, I've been so grateful to be like working, and I think that's been like one of the things that's kept me getting up each day is like having something to get up and do and focus on and put my energy into. But yeah, it's like trying to balance that with also just like stopping and looking after yourself is always hard.
Yeah, you've had a bloody rough year, Lids. And yeah, I imagine that the grief will go for a very long time, slash, you know, forever. I don't know. I've never lost a parent, but I'm sure it will be there with you. It will just like change over time. And yeah, it's been a hard year. And the fact that you've continued to show up to a lot of things is like definitely good, but also like I want you to look after yourself. And it's hard when you have all these responsibilities, and you have to show up and like you say, almost wear a mask because you're like going to a running race and doing talks in front of people, and you have to bring this energy when really inside you're like quite hurt and sad. And so yeah, I feel like it's been a really big year of that for you. So I hope that you get some downtime soon. I know that we're taking a break, which will be good over summer. We'll talk a little bit more about like what Femi is doing next year soon. But my low light is, I don't know, like cancer obviously was like real hard going through it, but like I think it's made me feel better in terms of like my health anxiety. Like I feel like it's taken my health anxiety away, which is pretty ironic. Like my health anxiety was really good before I got to this. Like it was probably worse maybe like a year and a half ago, and then got better, and then this whole thing happened, and then now I'm just like I don't even think about it. So if a thought comes, sometimes it will come into my head and I'm like, oh gosh, like you know, what if it did come back? And I'm like, nah, It's not going to come back. It's not going to come back. And then that will be the end of it. And so, like, old me would have spiraled and gone down a rabbit hole and, freaked out. So I think that's a, gosh, I'm saying low lights that have turned into highlights, aren't I? but that's a really good thing. But yeah, like, obviously going through that was definitely a low light in terms of, like, it was really scary and, like, there was super lots of ups and downs emotionally and stuff. But yeah, overall, I think it's helped me feel more grateful for my life. And I have seen a lot of people, and I've connected with a lot more people who have cancer, and their scenarios aren't as good. And so I feel so grateful and also really sad and, like, quite a lot of grief in terms of, like, their situations. I think that's been something that's opened my eyes. And obviously going through cancer is really scary, so that definitely was a low light. I think when I had to do the second surgery and had that the unknown of if it was stage three or stage one, that was definitely, like, probably the lowest point of the whole that journey. What else is a low light for me?
I feel like this really shows our optimism, you know?
No, because we take the negative things and we find the positives.
We're always finding the positives, and like the year has been hard, and there's been a lot of like hundreds of smaller moments that have probably been like low lights, but I do think we're able to like work through a lot of it. And I don't know, I personally put a lot of that down to being an athlete and being a runner and like learning how to deal with pain and like how to get back up when things are hard. Like that's just what you do as an athlete. And I feel like that's the stuff that was ingrained into us when we were young, growing up as athletes. And it's probably why we're so like adamant on getting young girls in particular into sport and into running, because it just teaches you so much, like so many life skills that you just wouldn't even realize until you sit down and think about like, oh, okay, like maybe I am strong and resilient because of like the way that I was brought up in sport.
Definitely, 100%. Yeah, the resilience, so you just, like, have that built into you from running. And, like, we talked about, I think we've talked about in the past, like, choosing your hard, and, like, running is like a full choice that we suffer through. And then it teaches you so much when you go through scenarios that aren't chosen, like how you can, like, bounce back from that, and just keep showing up. So yeah, definitely agree. We have a lot of optimism and also resilience from sport. But yeah, our resilience with, like, even in the face of, like, challenges with Femi, like, I don't know if anyone will ever truly get to understand how hard it's been over the last 5 years trying to start a business. And, like, Liz obviously knows because she has lived and breathed it alongside me, but it's been really bloody hard and stressful. Especially, like, originally we started as a one-to-one coaching company, and then we went into, like, education around, like, Femi theory, and then it evolved into, like, the app. And we went through, startup accelerator programs and, like, getting investors and people on board, and then the stress just, like, went up exponentially from there, like, bringing teams in, not having enough money to continue with those teams, and, like, having to go through those moments was, like, some of the most stressful and challenging things that I've ever been through. I'm sure Liz probably feels the same. But yeah, like, we can be so resilient sometimes and try our hardest, and yeah, things still don't work out the way we want it to. So yeah, next year both Liz and I will be working a lot less with Femi, which is hard and not a decision we want to make. But unfortunately, we can't kind of continue at the rate that we're going, and be full time with Femi. And that's the same with our whole team. So, in saying all this, it doesn't mean, like, the app's going anywhere. The app will continue to be there. Femi will continue to be there. It's just not going to be our sole thing anymore. Which, in all, I feel like with the stress that it has brought upon us, and, like, what we've been trying to do for the last 5 years, and how it's impacted both of us, and then also the year that we've just had, I think it's probably a good thing and, like, a blessing that we can share our focus
amongst other things, and not just Femi. So there's lots of positives that come from it, but it's been a, a hard few months making these tough decisions together. But yeah, Femi will still exist, which is good, and we're happy that it can still be out there.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have said it any better. I think that it is just like the reality of business, and unfortunately, I hate playing the poor female founder card, but like women are many, many, many steps behind men in business, and it has been so hard building a company as two female founders. A woman's business purely for women has made it a whole heap harder. And we've got competitors out there, as every business does, and competitors are good. It definitely helps all of us having competitors and other brands and businesses doing similar things to you. But we genuinely don't believe anyone is doing what we're doing. But there are other companies out there who have male founders who, are already steps ahead of us because they're able to raise the capital that we haven't been able to raise purely because we're women, which is really hard to kind of get your head around that. And I think over the last few years, being in the venture capital industry and like really being exposed to like how businesses are being built from the ground up predominantly by men, it just makes me even more like passionate about being a woman and being a woman with a voice who can stand up and speak for other women. And I've really like, I don't know, like I really want to set a goal for 2026 with, as an athlete and having a platform, I want to be able to back other female founders and like really only, work with nutrition companies and hydration companies and any companies that are built by women. I want to get behind them. And I'm saying this publicly because I want to be able to do this. Like I'm happy to go and work with brands who are led by women for free, purely to just help all of us go and push forward. So if you are a female founder, or if you know someone who has a company that potentially works in the health and fitness and sports industry, please DM me. And I'm like so excited to kind of like get behind other women because we know how hard it is. We know how hard this journey has been. And I think I do want to say, like, if you're a woman in sport and you're using products, particularly tech products, stop and have a think about who has built those products and think about like how you can support other women to take those steps forward that they're not maybe able to make because they don't have the voice, which primarily comes down to not having the money. How can you kind of like help them? And it's literally, you have no idea, even just downloading and using an app. And I mean, signing up to the subscription is even better, but purely just using the product and talking about it, like that stuff does not go unnoticed by founders. And every single share that we see from someone using Femi gets me and Esther so excited and lights us up so much. So I want to say thank you so much to our community who have backed us from the start, and to those who are genuinely like using our product and sharing it and talking about it to their friends. We know that there's so many of you out there. So just a huge thank you. Like, I just can't say that loud enough to you because that has helped us so much this year. Like, I don't know if we could even still be building if we didn't have the support of you women. So yeah, I just want to say massive, massive thank you. And I'm here to like help and back other women founders as well. So please get in touch with us. But yeah, nothing is really going to change for you, our community. The podcast might not be as regular as it has been, not to say that it's been super regular this year, but look, we're going to try to keep this going and stay on here. But obviously, at the end of the day, Esther and I do have bills to pay. So we have to go and figure out how we're going to do that. But like, we want to continue to build the community. The app will still be live and thriving. So please download and use it if you haven't yet. And we'll still be kind of in and around on socials and showing up for you as best as possible to support you all on your running journeys. So yeah, massive thank you for the year, the support. Thank you to Esther and Alex, our engineer, who's an absolute queen, who's like been literally like linked to us all year. She is the brains behind what you see when you download the app. That is all her, and she's incredible. So massive thank you to you, Alex, and to all our Femi Run leaders who show up every Friday and are there for our community to support them through their own running and, yeah, build the community that we've always dreamt of. Massive shout out to all of you, and we love you all. We love you, our community, and just, yeah, thanks, 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 thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, everyone. We appreciate you all so much. And yeah, have an amazing holiday break. I hope you all get some time off and get to have a little rest. Keep running with Femi. Keep sharing. Like Lid said, we love it so much and it means so much to us.
to get the message out there. So yeah, thanks everyone. We love you.
Thanks, team. We'll see you in 2026.